Hello, world. Welcome to Sweet Spirituality. I'm Michael Hanna. I'm joined today by Kareem McHale.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How you feeling?
Good. So, a hot topic nowadays that I've been seeing in, you know, in the news and online, and a lot of articles I've been seeing have been talk about, you know, spirituality and religion in people's everyday life.
Right.
And I sometimes struggle to see the need for spirituality and like an excess of it. I'm a religious guy.
Mm-hmm.
I go to church almost every single Sunday. I pray before I go to sleep.
Okay. But now religion is a little bit different than spirituality. Because you say you're a religious guy. You don't have to be religious to
I find it's hard to find the distinction between the two, because when you're spiritual, like, you're praying to something.
Not necessarily. Yes, but not necessarily. It's not just prayer. There's much more into spirituality that comes into place, right? It's not just prayer. Prayer is just one aspect of spirituality.
Okay.
Right? But it's not spirituality. Spirituality has a lot of different aspect of it.
So what's the difference between being spiritual? Because people talk, like, I this always confused me. Like, when people would, like, when I would ask people, what religion are you?
Right.
And they would tell me, oh, I'm not really religious. I'm more spiritual.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, I think that means that they don't necessarily agree with one group of religion. Religion is really separation of different people, right?
Okay.
So you got the Christians, you got the Muslims, you got Judaism, you got Hinduism, you got...
There's so many you can't even count.
Yeah, there's like, I think, 6,000 and something. Like,
seriously?
Yeah, there's like a crazy...
No.
I promise you, I Googled it. It's like about 6,000 something religion.
Are you serious?
In the entire world, yeah. Which the Whoa. Biggest, the three biggest religions is Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. Those are the three biggest ones.
Okay.
But yeah, so what they're saying is I don't belong to any of these groups, but okay. I am spiritual, right?
Okay.
Which means that I agree with certain things from each group, kind of. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking what works for me.
That's what spirituality means.
Yeah, it's basically what works for you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So.
The thing that I find a little strange and off-putting sometimes is when people, like, every decision they make or every thought they have, or whether it's at home or at work or personal, they feel like saying, you know, would my faith agree with this? Would my spirituality agree with this? And in my head, I'm like, you are who you are.
Okay.
And you should be able to make decisions most of the time, in the best interest of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, again, forgive me for using this, but I believe that there's a lot of religious nuts they take religion to a whole new level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's what's good.
And I don't want to sound like an atheist. I'm not. Like, not an atheist. Like, I believe in God. I believe in, like, I'm Christian. But not all my decisions, like, I'm not the kind of guy, and I hate this, like the hypocrites, mm-hmm. where they party hard Monday through Saturday, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden on Sunday they go to church and you know, mm-hmm. repent and mm-hmm. confess, and then mm-hmm. it's back to the huge the next day. Like, I never really understood the distinction of having it that strong.
Yeah, I think you got to ask that person, like, what are you in it for? Like, why you do this? Like, why are you going? Why are you being a hypocrite about what you believe and what your faith? Because if you don't believe in it, why are you going?
Okay.
You know, like, let's say you're partying all 5. Why don't you party 7 days a week?
Okay.
Why are you taking that break and go do?
I guess they feel bad.
Yeah. Well, that's
like, I guess they feel guilty.
All right. So you're trapping yourself into something that's not supposed to be that way. Spirituality and religion is supposed to help you. It's supposed to help you grow. It's not supposed to make you feel like you're part of a gang, right? You're part of that team, so now you got to represent no matter what. No, it's supposed to help you. And if it's not helping you, mm-hmm. then you got to search for something else, basically. You got to start searching for what's going to help you to grow as a person. So what are the things that really help, that spirituality offers?
Well, for one, I feel spirituality does give life meaning.
Okay.
And I say that to say this. Life is short, and I feel like you should take advantage of life as much as you can. And I don't feel like you should confine yourself or restrict yourself, or, like, sometimes I feel like spirituality and religion and all these things sometimes can restrict your way of life.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it does give life meaning.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whether you get married in a church or a temple or or whatever, I feel like it should be included in everyday life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think it should restrict the things you do in life. What do you think?
for me personally, it does give
you're a spiritual person. Yeah, you're very spiritual. You're absolutely. Way more spiritual than I am.
I think we are spiritual, whether no, we know it or not.
You're in a whole new level. Like I would honestly say that you're a lot more spiritual than I am.
So I seek.
What do you mean?
So I'm always constantly asking questions, right? Because I want to know where we come from as humans. I want to know where we're going. I want to know what we are, what we're supposed to do here. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's always a reason, and that's one thing of people who are spiritual, people are really, they say, you know, you're always trying to find what is this whole thing that we call life.
But you don't think that the fact that you have a wife and a daughter and a career, that doesn't give you enough meaning?
Or? Yeah, it's part of it. It's part of my, it's part of this, right? But then I'm looking at humanity as a whole. Okay, when I'm gone, what happens?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, like for those who came before us, right? They left, yeah. They left a little bit of that history, right? Mm-hmm. And because of them, we were able to even make a step forward into society, right? We were able to grow as human being because of what they did before, right? They kind of like laid a foundation somehow, right? Mm-hmm. And then to build on, mm-hmm. you understand? So let's say when you build a house, you start from ground up. Right.
Okay.
And so you start with the basement. I feel like the foundation of the world started like that. People kind of became spiritual, right? They weren't right away spiritual.
But
right?
Why do you feel the need to have that in your life?
They needed it because it gave a meaning of life.
No,
right?
For you.
For me, it gave me a sense of making the world better. Right. And I felt like spirituality, I felt like I wanted to contribute to that. I wanted to contribute to making the world better. It doesn't have to be in a colossal way, right? But it has to be like at least I did my part in this world, that I brought a piece of peace.
Don't you feel that's like more pressure than feeling good or giving your life meaning?
Yeah, it is pressure, but it's needed.
Yeah.
Right? Like imagine if nobody cared. Mm-hmm. Like imagine if everybody just didn't have any spirit.
Okay. You makes know? Sense.
So for me, it was important in that way. But it does other things too. Like, what else does it do? Like, spiritually.
I feel like it also, it gives hope to people like during struggling times.
Yeah.
I feel like it gives hope to people who feel like they need a sense of hope. And I can understand that. I feel like the majority of humanity, basically they pray to God or they need God when they're struggling. But when things are all good, they don't say like, they don't pray and say, oh, thank you for the blessings. Like, they just live their life and they just abuse what they have.
Yeah,
but when things are struggling, all of a sudden they need God or they find God. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I've noticed that the really poor people.
I think that's hypocritical as hell.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's true because when I look at the poor villages or like a poor city or a very
third world nation.
Yeah, these people are super religious. Like, they're really, really into God. And, mm-hmm. and it's weird. But like you said, it's because they're suffering. Mm-hmm. Right. And they feel like they need something that says that it's okay. Like, something that's bigger than life that God's mm-hmm. like takes care of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any experiences in this?
Yeah, man. I feel like for me, when I suffered the most is when I started getting closer to God, is when I started asking more deeper questions, right? So if I was going through something with family members or friends or anything, mm-hmm. like I would go deep into myself and kind of ask, why is this happening? And like, why am I being treated this way? Or why can I make this better? Why could I not change this, that whatever happened, you know? So I'm always asking these questions. And you know what? When you ask these questions, you start getting some sort of answers to it, you know, mm-hmm. because you actually asked the question. Mm-hmm. I feel like once you're comfortable and everything is good, you don't ask questions. You kind of just enjoy whatever is there.
Yeah,
and it's a good space to be too, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad space at all. I don't think so.
Do you feel it helped you?
It helped me a lot,
like,
man.
During the struggling times, for during me, the it hopelessness?
Did. Yeah, for me it did.
Being, how so?
You know, it's kind of telling, it's kind of giving you another day to live, right? It's giving you another reason why you should go forward and mm-hmm. fight and continue this life. And, mm-hmm. and then at the same time, you're hoping that whatever it is that you experience in this specific problem or whatever, the struggle that you were in, you're hoping mm-hmm. to get out of it in order to help someone else who is going through the same thing at one point.
Do you feel it relieved stress and it helped? It helped you like find peace.
Yeah. So spirituality also involves with prayers and meditation, mm-hmm. right? That's also part of spirituality, right? Prayers is kind of gives you a little bit.
But
more
who do you
clarity.
Pray to exactly? Like, what are you praying for to?
Yeah. So.
Like, how are you praying when you're spiritual? Because you said it's different than religion.
Yeah, it's different than religion, but I think every spiritual person also has a God, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that God could be the God, the creator of all things,
okay,
right? That, for example, the Jews believe, that the Christians believe, that the Muslims believe, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got people who really don't believe in God, but they do believe in praying and meditation, mm-hmm. and they kind of, it's self-awareness, mm-hmm. more of praying to a higher being. They're mm-hmm. more kind of like self-meditating themselves to become greater within themselves. So that still needs meditation. Mm-hmm. You know, you still need that clarity, that moment of silence, that breathing techniques that they're teaching you how to breathe and relaxes your body, and scientifically it does something to your body, mm-hmm. you know, so mentally it does something to your body, you know, mm-hmm. let's say before an exam, mm-hmm. you know, usually people want to stay quiet and kind of like relax and calm down, and then they go into the exam and then they're ready to take that test, and mm-hmm. most likely those people who meditated before the test, most likely they'll do better than those who kind of just went and took it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a possibility. I'm just mm-hmm. so it does help, the whole meditation and prayer. It does make you make better choices too.
And do you find it like relieving stress? Like, do you feel not as stressful and you feel peaceful?
Yeah. So your reaction to things is less emotional and it's more rational, mm-hmm. right? Because now you're actually thinking, okay. and you're not just reacting over emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're driving on the road, someone cuts you. Mm-hmm. If you're just a hectic person, like you don't meditate, you don't pray, you don't have that some sort of spirituality, you're gonna start screaming out the window, "Fuck you, motherfucker!" You know, you're gonna put your face right. You're gonna get mad, so mad, but nothing
can
happened.
You curse when you're spiritual like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you restrict. Listen, I'm not into that whole like you have to be like a saint type of angel. Like, we're all human beings and yeah. we're all trying to get better. Like, yeah. if someone came to me and says, "I'm a saint," most people who do that, they end up like the priest and start touching kids, right? And those are the guys who you thought they were like super, super, super spiritual, right? Like,
did that bother you when that happened?
Because it's ridiculous. It's like, that this is the reason why I don't believe in someone coming to me and telling me that they're perfect, like they're saints. So they know God so much that I have to go to them mm-hmm. to get advices and blessings. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like if your God is hearing you, then my God is hearing me.
So where do you go? The book?
I go to the book. I go to the other. Like I said, the older generation is always good. Mm-hmm. Like, I go to my grandma, for example, mm-hmm. you know, and I sit with her and I speak to her. How was it back then, grandma? You know, and mm-hmm. I ask her questions about her past mm-hmm. and her, how she grew up with what. And she used to tell me, you know, there was no TV, there was no radio, you know, so she had like 11 brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. you know, and her parents passed. I mean, and knowing these things kind of helped me as well spiritually, mm-hmm. just knowing her past, mm-hmm. you understand? So I feel like these are the type of people you want to talk to. Real people. People who don't pretend to be something that they're not, pretend to be saints, pretend to be good people, and so. And at the end of the day, the worst come out of these people, mm-hmm. the worst.
And do you feel like doing all that and being spiritual and meditating helps you, quote unquote, make better choices in your life?
Yeah, absolutely.
How so?
Because it gives you more clarity.
Like, do you feel like you went through a time where you made a lot of bad choices?
Yeah, because you make it out of emotional choices. So let's say, you know, if I'm feeling sad or I'm depressed, mm-hmm. usually I would turn into a drug, right? Why? Because drug is either uplifting or it brings you down, you know? So it's depending on your drug choice, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, for example, it used to be pot, right? So I used to go to that just to give me a little bit of a high, just to be a little bit happier mm-hmm. if I was in a sad moment, right? Mm-hmm. So, but nowadays I don't really have to go to that. I could just go and meditate. You know what I'm saying? And that would give me that same high. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll stop everything around me. I'll take a deep breath and say, wait. I look around and say, yo, everything is fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm putting so much stress on me for no reason. Mm-hmm. Everything is good. And I think it's good to do that. And meditation and spirituality really helps you do that. It helps you take that break and be like, okay, hold up. Now I can make a better choice. When I feel a certain way, I don't have to react. When someone is trying to fight me in the streets, I don't have to react. Mm-hmm. When my girl is yelling at me for no reason, I don't have to react out of emotions, right? I give her that time, let her get that aggression out, step outside for a little bit, come back in and be like, okay, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, and just have a conversation.
And being spiritual has helped you do that.
Yeah, it calms your spirit. It doesn't arouse you. Like, it's not a storm anymore. Remember, mm-hmm. it's like a river, right? In a way, you kind of like flow with everything and you kind of let things happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I love using water for this too, for spirituality, because water has no resistance. Mm-hmm. Right, water, you put water in a
it goes through anything.
It just goes through anything, right? And if there's a rock there in the middle, it'll start shake, it'll go around the rock. Or, and I feel like us as human beings have to be like that. And spirituality, meditation, and prayers did help me do that. Mm-hmm. It helped me become more like water mm-hmm. than just a rock, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay, and do you feel like you've become a lot more happier Yeah. Like you're a happier person now because you found spirituality or you found something to meditate. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So for me, I still get upset and I still get sad. Mm-hmm. Although I'm very spiritual, although I'm very close, right? But there are these moments where I feel like shit. There are these moments where I kind of realize that, damn, like, this could be better and it's not, you know? Mm-hmm. So you're always looking for better. So that happiness, I don't know. For me, my happiness comes from being around the people that I love, right? And appreciating that.
But what does spirituality have to do with that?
So it does, because also at the same time, you know how there's a sense of community too, you know? So let's say, and as if you're a Christian, you go to church, you have your friends and you have other people who share the same faith, and you guys could actually have a good time and talk and hang out, and you appreciate that sense of community, right? If you go to, if you don't have a religion, but you do yoga, right? You go to these yoga classes and you have like a bunch of people sitting with you, and that also gives you a sense of community and happiness, and you feel like, wow, I'm in tune with all my yoga. I don't know how you guys call yourselves, but you know, but sense of community definitely gives you a sense of happiness too. Let's say you celebrate. We're celebrating your birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
If you're celebrating your birthday, we're all getting together tomorrow, right? And that makes me happy. That's us bringing happiness into our lives, you know, a celebration. So that's all part of spirituality. If you think about it, man, it's all part of it.
And do you feel... Okay, I actually want to ask you something. I heard this from a few people, and I read this in a lot of places that, you know, being spiritual and or religious, it helps you not be afraid of death anymore. Like, it lessens your fear of death.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way too?
So let's take the three main after death that people believe. Okay, so you got people who believe that they're gonna go to heaven, and then you got people who believe that they're gonna be reincarnated, and then you got the atheists who believe nothing happens.
You're just dead.
Yeah. So for these three, that gives them a sense of courage, right? Less fear of death, right? Because some of them are gonna say,
"There's something to look forward to afterwards." Yeah, except for the last one.
No, but the last one, what they do is like they say, "You know what? I'm gonna live the best life I can possibly live." But so
living my best life.
Yeah, but so does the person who believes in reincarnation. He still has to believe that he's gonna live the best life he could possibly live. And then same thing for the Christians, right? They believe because they have to live the best life in order to get to heaven. So we all three of them have the same way of going through life, and that's because of spirituality too. Even the atheist, he still wants to be here and live the best life and best human being. So I don't like people who judge atheists that it's not they don't believe in God, it's just that they don't believe they have enough facts. They're very much like that. I've spoken to many atheists before, and they tell me the same thing. It's like, it's not that we don't believe in God, it's that there's no facts. So therefore, I'm not gonna believe in a fairy tale.
They believe more in like scientific reasoning, like, you know, evolution. And
I mean, we could get into this another time, but there's a lot of science into the Bible that we could get into another time. But yeah, you're right. They just believe in science. Yeah. So, you know,
like they're trained to use the scientific method.
Yeah.
To understand how the world came to be,
which is beautiful too, in a way, because you know, look at the ability that human beings have too, right? They have the ability to use their minds, and that's amazing. That's a part of God too, and people don't realize that, but that's part of God.
Do you feel that people misuse spirituality as like an escape hatch to get away from their struggles? Like they're just like, oh, this life sucks. I'm having a tough time. Let me just, you know, pray.
Yeah, and if they do, it's okay.
And they're like wishful thinking kind of thing?
And if they do, it's okay. Because those people end up hurting themselves or hurting someone else if they don't
okay, though?
Like I said, these people are more harmful to themselves or harmful to someone else if they didn't have that, if they didn't believe in some sort of spirituality. If they believe that life sucks.
So it like contains them?
Yeah, man. It helps them try to survive.
Okay.
You know, and there's a lot of people who need that. And it's okay, even if it's bullshit. Let them have it. You know, if that's going to make them be a little bit more peaceful with themselves and with people around them, then I think they should just have it.
Do you feel like you've gotten, like you've brought in your circle? Like it brought you two together with a lot of people? Do you feel like it brings people together? Like, is it only for church, or is it like only with friends and family, or is it like you widen your circle? Like, yeah, you get to meet a diverse kind of people.
Yeah, it should it should either bring new people into your life, and it should bring
like better people.
Yeah, better people and people with the same belief as yours, and or at least in the, walking on the same path as yours. Or it also bring your family closer too, because you know, spirituality and religion also helps the family as a whole if the family is on the same page. You know, so like,
has it done that for you?
Yeah, it did. It did that. Like before, we never used to have dinner together, like sitting on a table, like having a dinner, like literally, like, you know, sitting around the table, the family, and have dinner. And a lot of people have that as a tradition, but for me, I didn't grow up like that because, you know, I was raised by a single mom, and then my mom was working like 24/7. So it was literally, I would eat like by myself or whatever. And then it's like, I didn't have that sense of eating dinner with the family, right? And you want that, you know, why it's important to have that. And I feel like, so for me, for example, when I started reading more into the Bible, which is what I believe in, and I started reading and I saw that there's the Sabbath, right? And that was like, that was cool to me in a way. I was like, wow, this is a day for family. This is a day that God kind of sanctified and said, you know what, have this day for me. Rest, don't work, spend time with your family, spend time at home or at the synagogue or at the church or whatever, at a park, right? And just enjoy family and enjoy God, right?
And that and was being like, spiritual has helped
and
you
being
do that?
Spiritual does that.
How?
Yeah. Well, because that's one of the commandments, right? So it's one of the things that helps you. It's a tool. All the commandments, they're not restrictions, because I heard you speak about restrictions. They're not restrictions. They're more like tools to help you find and discover your own spirituality. So they're not so much, hey, don't do this or I'll kill you. No, it's not that. It's more like, do this, it's good for you. Try it, you know, it's just a tool, you know, and guess what? A lot of people who don't even know about it, some of them do it just at a spiritual level, and it helps them. You know, I'm sure like someone like Bill Gates, for example, I'm sure, I don't know, we should find out, but I'm pretty sure he meditates, you know. I know a lot of successful people that just meditate.
No, they do. There's a lot of them.
You know, why? Because they found benefit for it, right? Their life is hectic. There's a lot of responsibility, a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot, and meditation just kind of says stop, breathe, silent. And then you go again, and that feels good. That silent right now, that just felt good to me, and I don't even meditate. You
know? Okay. All right. One last question, and we're going to end on this.
Let's go.
Let's say somebody comes up to you and asks you, and asks you, why are you so spiritual? I don't do it. I'm happy. Why do you feel the need for people to involve spirituality or religion or so-and-so in their life?
It's kind of hard to answer that question a little bit, but I'll do the best I can. Religion so far has done a really bad job of making the world a better place. Is those who stepped outside religion and looked for true peace for themselves and true peace for the world, those are the people who actually are changing the world right now as we speak. Religion didn't do that. Religion, every religion is trying to recruit you. Every religion is out there, either you with us or we'll kill you. Either you with us or you're going to hell. Either you accept it or we're not messing with you.
Banished.
This is not peace. This is not bringing peace to anybody. But for those who stepped outside the religions and say, you know what, you guys are completely out of your mind if you think that because you have a tag name with your people, it means that you get the best out of life and you get the best out of everything. And because I don't want to be included in your little brand, that means that I'm a piece of shit. And those people, thank you. You know what? I still want peace. I still want peace for me and my family. I still want peace for my friends and my and strangers. I still want peace for them. I still want peace for the world. I think those people who think that way, they're probably going to change the world first before any religion.
Okay. Very, very well said. I agree with a lot of what you said today. Thank you for coming by today, Kareem. I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing your experiences and your knowledge.
No problem. I hope. Thank you.
I definitely learned a lot. I hope you guys did too. Thank you for tuning in to the Sweet Spirituality Podcast for the day. Thank you guys so much. Look forward to talking to you again. Peace and love.
Peace and love.